Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida lawmakers have proposed spending $200 million to clean up and close the wastewater reservoir that triggered evacuations of homes and businesses amid fears it would burst open and cause massive flooding. But it was not immediately clear how officials plan to tackle the huge engineering challenge. Republican State Senate President Wilton Simpson says tomorrow a committee will take up an amendment to use federal stimulus money for the project. A House committee is also expected to consider a similar bill. More than 300 homes and local businesses in Manatee County were evacuated when the reservoir holding millions of gallons of wastewater appeared poised to burst open. Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida says it and the public defender for the 12th Judicial Circuit filed an emergency petition today on behalf of people incarcerated in Manatee County Jail. They want their release from custody or transfer to a safe location due to the possible collapse of the nearby Piney Point Reservoir. The jail is in the mandatory evacuation zone, but the ACLU of Florida says at least 700 people remain in custody at the jail. Authorities say a Navy medic shot two people at a Maryland business park before fleeing to the Fort Detrick military base, where he was shot and killed. The Frederick police chief said at a news conference that the male suspect entered a business today, causing people inside to flee, but it was unclear if the shooting took place inside or outside. The police chief said after the shooting, the man drove about 10 minutes to Fort Detrick, where he was shot by police who followed him onto the base. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that the local planning agency in Pinellas County gave its initial denial to develop homes on the Tides Golf Course property. The agency cited flooding, storm surge risk, and the loss of open space in denying a land use change for the 96 acres. Recently, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis used his executive power to ban state government and some private entities from requiring COVID-19 vaccine passports to access services. But Alyssa Ramos reports a major cruise company will require a COVID-19 vaccination for all passengers once it resumes service.
The cruise line announced this week that all passengers and crew members must show proof that they are fully vaccinated before going on board. The federal government released new guidelines last week on how to safely restart cruises in the midst of the pandemic. To resume travel, local port and health authorities must approve cruise lines' COVID-19 safety measures. That includes vaccination requirements. That requirement clashes with state orders issued last week. Governor Ron DeSantis banned businesses from requiring customers to show proof of vaccination. I'm Melissa Ramos in Miami.
Arkansas lawmakers have made the state the first to ban gender-confirming treatments and surgery for transgender youth. They enacted the prohibition over the governor's objections. Today, the majority Republican legislator voted to override the Republican governor's veto. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's quite stupid for corporations to speak out politically on controversial issues. The GOP leader intensified his warning to big businesses today to stand down as Congress delves into voting rights, President Joe Biden's infrastructure package, and other hot-button issues. That's despite McConnell supporting and accepting political donations from corporations. Last week, Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, and Major League Baseball voiced opposition to Georgia's new restrictive voting laws. Florida Congressmember Alcee Hastings, who was dogged throughout his tenure by an impeachment that ended his fast-rising judicial career, has died at the age of 84. Hastings was known as an advocate for minorities, a defender of Israel, and a voice for gays, immigrants, women, and the elderly. Hastings was acquitted of charges that he solicited a bribe as a judge, but the House impeached him anyway and the Senate convicted him. In 1992, he won a seat in Congress. Hastings was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago. Congressmember Kathy Castor wrote, "He was committed to civil rights and consistently looked out for the little guy throughout his career. He was a fierce fighter for civil rights, Florida's environment, and human rights around the globe." Here's the weather tonight: clear, overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with afternoon highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.